Then the troop of exceeding brave warriors came to the flood. They bore ring-woven corslets, locked shirts of mail. The watchman spied the return of the earls, as erstwhile he did. He did not salute the strangers from the edge of the cliff with insult, but rode towards them. He told the people of the waders that the warriors with gleaming armor went welcome to the ship. Then the spacious ship, laden with war garments, was on the sand, the ring-proud vessel with horses and treasures. The mast towered aloft above Hrothgar's precious hoardings. He gave to the guardian of the ship a sword bound with gold, so that afterwards on the mead bench he was the more esteemed for the treasure, the ancient sword. He embarked on the ship to plow the deep water, left the land of the Danes. Then by the mast was a sea cloth, a sail bound by a rope. The timbers creaked, the wind over the billows did not force the wave floater from her course. The seagoer went on her way. The foamy-necked one floated forth over the waves, the boat with bound prow over the ocean streams, till they could see the cliffs of the Ghats, the well-known headlands. The boat drove ashore, urged by the wind, it rested on the land. Quickly, the haven watchman, who for a long time had gazed out afar at the waters expecting the dear men, was ready by the sea. He bound the broad-bosomed ship to the sand firmly with anchor bonds, lest the might of the waves should drive away the winsome vessel. Then he bade the treasure of chieftains, adornments, and beaten gold to be carried up. He had not far to go thence to seek the giver of treasure, Hialak, son of Hrethel, where he dwells at home, himself with his comrades near the sea wall.